Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise O'Brien, and particularly because she's a member of Practical Farmers of Iowa. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, LaVon. A beautiful morning.
It is a gorgeous morning, and everybody's going, wow, it was time for a day like this.
Yes.
So I know you have been out early this morning enjoying that weather, probably out in your field.
Yes.
And what were you harvesting this morning?
Well, this morning I haven't harvested anything yet. I was looking at the corn. Our corn's ready to harvest.
Oh, good.
I've got some broccoli that I'll be doing. And actually what I was doing is we're an organic certified farm, and so I was doing some bug control on the cabbages and broccoli and those in that family. They're mm-hmm. called the brassicas. And so I was doing some bug control this morning.
Very good. Very good. Well, we want to talk about, people can come out and see how you actually do bug control, how you can do a lot of things on the farm, because you and another farm have invited folks to come and visit. So let's talk about when and where that is.
Okay. Well, this Saturday is our field day for the Practical Farmers of Iowa, and it starts on Saturday, July 30th. It starts at 2 o'clock in Avoca at my partner's farm, Forktail Farm, Amber Moore and Jeremy Hall, and then it moves over to our farm at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in, out at here at 59624 Chicago Road, Rolling Acres Farm, and it'll finish here with a meal of brats and hot dogs.
Oh, sounds good. And I know you folks there, you and Larry, host lots of meetings and guests, so you're really set to do that kind of thing. Let's talk about what's the purpose of this, because every year the Practical Farmers of Iowa select various farms, all over the state, but kind of this is the Southwest Iowa part, to visit for various reasons. So what's the kind of basic purpose for this visit?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, yes, Practical Farmers of Iowa sponsors a number of field days throughout the summer to educate consumers, but also to educate each other as farmers. And that's the purpose of Practical Farmers, is to learn from each other. So our field day with Amber and myself, and of course our husbands in tow, is about how we've worked together for the last 3 years, with Amber starting out as my mentee and then becoming somewhat of a partner and decision maker over these 3 years. So Amber and I have a relationship through the Women Food and Agriculture Network, where they have a mentee program, and then the Practical Farmers of Iowa program has a Labor for Learning program as well. So there's all sorts of programs out there for beginning farmers to learn, and Larry and I over the years have become mentors to these beginning farmers, and they're not all young, I must add. So the purpose of this one is to see how Amber and I work together, and then and she talking about being a brand new farmer on her grandfather's farm that she visited. She's originally from Omaha, and what they're doing on limited space of a couple acres and with limited time. They have 3 children under 9, and Amber works an off-farm job. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's good. She's young.
Exactly.
Somehow that energy, there's lots more energy there. And I'm guessing they're probably starting to include their children in all of this work too, which is one of the great opportunities when you have a place like that, a farm like that. You can get the kids working too. So, okay. So you will, as you said, you'll be explaining this, but people will actually get to see the farms, correct?
Absolutely. They come to the farms, and we've got water and shade, and it looks like this next Saturday won't be as hot as it was last week.
Right.
So and then we'll have chairs available for people to sit down. They can tour the farms and learn about what Amber does, and then come to our farm and see what we do with our movable high tunnel. That's kind of a highlight. and then our organic certifications. And the fields are looking really good. June was a real dry month, as everyone knows, but we've had sufficient rain since then, so things are looking really good, even the weeds.
Yeah, of course, they always grow. And wet or dry, they always seem to grow. So it's an opportunity, as you said, for farmers, for people who are saying, is this something I would like to do, is to raise food? Or for those of you who have been doing this for a long time to exchange ideas and then also get these new people involved. Yeah. So it's there for everybody. You know, I was just hearing this morning about, this was a big dairy event, where 5,000 people from a city went to a farm. This is a great opportunity for even rural folks to visit a farm and see what goes on there and talk to the farmers. So what does Amber and Jeremy grow? What do they grow?
Well, they grow a garden for themselves, for their own use, and then she grows crops now for our CSA. We have a community-supported agriculture share group in Omaha, Nebraska, at the First United Methodist Church at 70th and Cass. We grow food for about 30 people that are members of the church. We also have members in Atlantic, CSA members in Atlantic and Avoca and Minden and Elkhorn. So we've got Southwest Iowa and Omaha. So Amber grows crops for the CSA. So this year she's growing, last year she started out growing beans, for green beans for the CSA, so that we wouldn't have to grow them here on this farm and take up space and we could grow other things. This year she's doing green beans and peas and the squashes, summer squash and winter squash. And so, and then our farm pays her the price of what the current price is for those products to be put into our CSA share to be included.
Okay, and then you add all of the other seasonal fruits and vegetables for that CSA. So it just, it seems like a kind of, I'm going to say, the right thing to do. And I know that this collaborative CSA has been going on in other places, but you've been making it happen. And it probably, maybe it was a little easier because she was a mentee, and it just sort of, it seems like to me it just grew.
Oh, absolutely. When it, actually, we were going to be a mentor team that just communicated a few times during the season. And Amber, the day Amber came over in February 3 years ago, and I just, after talking to her and doing things, it's like, you know what, I would like to hire you and as my mentee, you know, working as my mentee, but I would like you to work for me if you could. So she started out working for me for 20 hours a week, and that extended into the next year as well. And this year she works for me one day a week, and I learn a lot from her. She knows a lot about things that she's read, and there's new and different things going on all the time. And boy, that from that first day, it was we really bonded, and it was a no-brainer that we could work together well.
Good partnership there. Let's talk just a little bit more about details, because as you said, it starts at 2 at Avoca, and we'll get that address here in a little bit. And ends about 7 o'clock. So in there is an evening meal. So if people want to participate, you really would like to have people say they're going to be there.
Reservations, yes. And that the Practical Farmers of Iowa take care of the reservations. And so there's a I'll give you an email address and a phone number. So the email address is Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, at practicalfarmers, one word, .org. Lauren at practicalfarmers.org. And then her phone number is 515-232-5661. And they want reservations by Wednesday the 27th, by the end of this.
Yeah, that's this Wednesday already.
Yes,
that's this Wednesday.
It's right coming up, yes.
So if I just remember Practical Farmers and search for that, it probably will get me to where I need to go.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Sometimes it's easier to remember that. Practicalfarmers.org will get you to the basic website. So you're going to start in Avoca, and what's the address there of Forktail Farm?
Yes, Amber Moore and Jeremy Hall. Forktail Farm is 1044 County Road, F-6, 66, and it's north of the interstate, and Avoca is their town address.
Okay. And yep. Then your address is?
59624 Chicago Road. And if anyone needs to have talk to me, they can call 712-243-3264.
Okay. So if anybody has questions about any of these directions, anything that's going on, yes. Maybe just give you a call and you can take care of all that. We want to thank you very much, Denise O'Brien, for telling us about this opportunity for the field day for anyone who would like to visit the farm or learn more about growing food.
You're welcome.
Until next time, here's a thought from Robert Swan. The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it.